This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Kentuckian's love for art and the outdoors has turned into a 35-year career with the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife. Rick Hill says he found a love for art early in life.
Like a lot of young people, I enjoyed art, but I actually took it and went professional at 18 years old. So I've been doing this for a really long time. And I did wildlife, natural history subjects from the beginning.
Hill says his work with fish and wildlife has taken many forms over the years.
Wildlife, natural history, and sporting scenes, educational posters, but also illustrations and art for the covers of Kentucky Field, the magazine. We have a magazine at the Department of Fish and Wildlife. I did the covers and natural history subjects inside the magazine.
Another area is educational posters and material.
If fishermen look at Fish ID, our books that we put out so they can ID their fish regulations and ID the fish. I've done all those. And then we have posters and things that have the fish so people can ID the fish, things like that.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? You might just find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. It's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, even arcade games. You can search for items by name or simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and find what you're looking for today.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Kentucky Fish and Wildlife artist Rick Hill says you may have seen his work while behind the wheel.
Cardinal and the bobcat. And then they discontinued those, but then they brought them back. But those are the first two I did, so they're still on the road. And then I did a smallmouth bass, and that's on the road. And then there's a deer that I did for the League of Kentucky Sportsmen. Just has a deer head on it, and that I did that one. And then there's the quail plate. It has 2 bobwhite quail on it.
His inspiration comes easily.
To me, the natural world is nothing but inspiration. That's always how I felt. So there's no end to that, no end to the subjects, different subjects that I work with.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to podcasts at YourAgEdge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.